you know, you don't realize that, you know, for these, for, you know, our players and these kids and this generation, how, you know, how much they thought of him. And so, you know, just for them to kind of get over, you know, get through that and kind of talk about it a little bit, you know, I thought was good. And otherwise, you know, kind of a tough day, which I said sometimes, you know, when you're older, you don't realize it, but, you know, he meant a lot to a lot of those younger kids.
Yeah. I pointed out in a conversation that really, to them, he was what Michael Jordan was to many of us, what Magic Johnson or Larry Bird was to many of us.
No, there's no question. And just, you know, for him to be so young, and then for the, you know, the people on board of that flight, and just the children, you know, the children that were on the flight and the children that were left behind. I mean, that's where your heart really goes to. And, you know, in my time, that would be like a Michael Jordan. The only really, you know, situation that I can kind of relate, you know, was, I remember I was in college when, Princess Di, you know, Diana, you know, passed away in the car accident. And, you know, just, you know, you don't see, you know, very many people at that young of an age, you know, pass like that so unexpectedly. But it's also a good lesson for, you know, our players to understand that, you know, life is precious. You better enjoy, you know, every day. And the thing I passed along to our guys was that, you know, as much as Kobe was a great competitor, and they talked a bit the mentality, you know, some of the things I didn't necessarily like about him or agree with, but the one thing I did really respect about him was that he really tried to be a great father. And I think the one thing that if our guys could take away from him is how he really loved his kids and was really active in their life. And if they can hopefully one day, not here in the near future, but when they do have children, understand that the impact that they have as fathers to their children, and that's what society needs more than anything. We don't need better basketball players, and we need a lot more better fathers.